Divergence, the negative separation. Hi, I'm Colin Porter.
And I'm Meredith Lockman.
We're going to kick negativity in the ass.
I don't think I could talk for more than 20 minutes.
Oh, sure we could. We could talk for hours.
A couple of friends chewing the fat, setting the world to rights.
Okay, so Colin, what was the craziest or the strangest suggestion that somebody ever gave you?
Well, I suppose one of them has to be go and take a running jump.
That doesn't sound very nice.
It doesn't, and it wasn't very specific. This is the thing, you know, I'm happy to help anybody out, to accommodate anybody, but if somebody says to me, go and take a running jump, at least I want to know how high, what sort of distance we're looking, what direction we're going. Give me a clue. So I discounted that one straight away.
Well, what was the context behind that? That just sounds so rude.
It does. It's one of those things, one of those memories where somebody throws a question like that to you out of the blue and you think of the first reference you've got, and I've got that reference in there. But as to where it came from, what I was doing, obviously the person that said it wasn't in a very good place that day. But that happens. Sometimes we get in a bad place.
Don't give any names. We want to keep this.
Yeah, that was my crazy suggestion. Go and take a running jump. One of my other ones, because I have two. One of my other ones was when I decided that I was going to put together a self-development platform that had like the golden thread running through it of all self-development through the ages. And somebody said to me, you've got no chance of doing that. You haven't got the ability to do that. You haven't got the knowledge to do that. You can't put it out there as a book. Nobody will buy it. Everybody writes books. You know, the ten a penny. So imagine the ecstatic feeling when I finally got to get it nailed down, put the structure in there and get it organised. So that person who said it was a crazy idea, watch this space. How about you? What's your craziest suggestion?
The craziest suggestion was from my oldest and dearest friend. I've known her since I was a kid, and we were on a phone conversation, and I was in a bad place, I admit that, and she goes, Jesus Christ, Merrick, just go and freaking paint your toenails or something. And I was so mad. I was so mad at her because I didn't know what that meant, and I just felt like she completely dismissed me. And told me to go do something that I had literally, at that point, never done before in my life. I had never painted my toenails. What the hell does that mean?
That was the question that popped into my mind. What did she mean by that? What did you take from that then? What was your...
Okay, so we hung up. I was like, fine. And I think I just rage hung up on her. And I stewed about it, and I was angry, and I was upset. And again, I was in a bad place. It was not long after my separation. And I was not a positive person. And I stewed about it for weeks. It was just in my head. What the hell does that mean? So I went out to the dollar store, and I bought the cheapest, most ridiculous color nail polish I could think of. And I went home and painted my toenails.
So you took this person.
I literally took her at her word. You went home and painted your nails. And I went home and I painted my toenails. And I have to tell you, it changed my life. I know it sounds crazy, but as I'm painting this ridiculous color on my toes, I realized what a ridiculous thing I'm doing. What a fun color this is. And then I spent the entire day wiggling my toes and laughing at how ridiculous they looked. And I realized that this was the first time in a really long time that I'd laughed and smiled and felt good for doing something so goofy and so ridiculous. And it was probably the best craziest piece of advice that she'd ever given me.
It's amazing how we can go into a situation and it looked like, as you rightly said, like a crazy suggestion. But once we get into that situation, once we start looking at it, it's amazing how much new stuff, once we step out of that box, so to speak, how many different positives we're going to experience because it's something new that we've tried. So that's amazing. I mean, I'm sat here thinking, do I know anybody that could lend me some nail polish? I'm willing to give that a go.
I think you absolutely should go to a friend and just say, what's the wackiest color? And here's the funny thing, Colin. I was just thinking about this. There are certain things that we do, okay? Whether it's, like, for women, maybe buying a really pretty bra or a panty set. Maybe it's painting our toenails. These are things that nobody's ever going to see. And it's like our little secret. It's our little, what's the word I'm looking for? Bit of quirkiness or strangeness or oddity that nobody's really ever going to see unless you share it. And I tell you what, Colin, if for some strange reason you decided, hey, you know what, I'm going to try on those silky G-strings and walk around not telling anybody, I bet you would probably have the strangest smile and, I don't know, just a different step, just a different way you walk, you know? If you painted your toenails some crazy color, like, I don't know, fluorescent green, and nobody else knew about it but you. It's like that secret that you have that's like, you know what? I'm a freak, and I like it.
As I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm thinking it's a good job we haven't got Chris Ripker on the call with us, because he would be saying, yeah, Colin should try the mankini out. We had a conversation about mankinis. No, don't even suggest it, Mayor. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
But I double dog dare you to paint your toenails.
You may have a challenge there. You may have a challenge on you.
For one day, you paint your toenails some wacky color, something you would never, ever think about.
Okay. Am I allowed to keep my boots on?
Yes. Nobody needs to know but you.
Sorted. You've got it. You've got it.
And then you need to just kind of track like how you felt about doing it, and then how you felt throughout the day, and then how you felt about looking at your toes at the end of the day. I'm telling you, it was such a life changer for me, and I think it's appropriate for guys and girls. I almost had Pat convinced to let me paint his toenails.
Almost.
I was so close.
When I was about 19, I didn't actually get to the point where I painted my nails or my toenails. But a current girlfriend at the time, she dared me, because I'm willing to step out of the comfort zone. You know, I'm willing to try something new. So she dared me to dress up as a woman. Yeah? Yeah, my current girlfriend at the time dared me to dress up as a woman. So, okay, me being me, I'll try anything once. So she got this blouse out for me, so I'm putting this blouse on, and she brought this bra that was about 20 sizes too small. Couldn't get it around my ribs, so it's like she's got her foot on my back, pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to connect this strap together at the back. We got there. We managed to cram some socks into the top just to give it a bit of, you know, a bit of lift, a bit of quality there. So anyway, I thought, well, I'm not going to go the whole hog and wear a dress or anything. So I just went out in my jeans, but I did have a pair of her shoes on. That was interesting, seeing me trying to wobble down the pathway into the pub. The malt shovel it was in Grantham.
Oh my goodness, so you went out in public?
I went out in public, yeah. Yeah, believe me, I'm no cross-dresser. This was just a dare at the time. We're talking, I mean, what am I, 52? So we're talking 30 years ago, more or less.
Did you have a blast? I bet you had a blast.
A blast? I had a guy stood next to me at the bar trying to chat me up. The lipstick helped and the eyeshadow and everything else, but let me tell you, oh, I could have died. But I did have one get out of jail card with me because, as I say, it was my girlfriend's idea, but I went out with her brother. So I had a backup there. You know, I wasn't allowed to walk into the bar. So I had to say to this guy, I'm sorry, I'm with Kevin.
Oh, my God. I would have totally been the I would have been like, hey, want to buy me a drink? Yeah. You know, I just like totally lowered your voice.
Yeah, I should have just opened my mouth and said to him, I'm Batman. Yeah, that would have done it. That would have worked. That would have worked. So, yes, that's my skeleton in the closet.
Goodness, that's so much fun.
Needless to say, it didn't happen again. But it was an experience that, you know, if I ever write my memoirs, that will be in there.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. You know, there was one time where I was helping my brother get ready for a Halloween costume. And he was supposed to be all gothic and everything, so he needed to wear the dark makeup and stuff. And he's a guy. You know, he doesn't wear makeup. You know, and he's not an actor, so he didn't grow up with that stuff. So I had my makeup set, and I'm there, and I'm doing his eyes, and I didn't let him look until I was done. You know, so I gave him a really heavy eyeliner, and I even did the mascara, and I darkened his brows and stuff like that. And when I was done, and I even put a little bit of lip liner and gloss just to bring out the lips, you know, and make it just really dark and gothic. He looked in the mirror, and he goes, oh my God, I look good.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
You know, and it's just, you know, like I was saying again with the crazy toenail polish, it's those little things, those little treats and little experiences, I think, that we can go back to and just go, wow, that was a great time. Why don't I do that more often? You know, it's because it's just a wild hoot, and it's not a lifestyle thing, but I think it's just a way to get over the mundane and the everyday.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's good just to step out and do something totally different. As I say, you know, that was my crazy suggestion to go out dressed like that, and I did. It didn't happen again, but for that moment in time, as I said, it gives me something to put into the book. But it has jogged my memory as you sit there telling about the gothic makeup. When I was 16, here's a tale for you. When I was 16 and I was trying to grow a mustache, it wasn't happening. It was all like really blonde because I've got like brown hair. Well, it's going grey now, but at the time I got like brown hair and it was just like really blonde. So I thought, okay, how can I sort of make this look a little bit more realistic? So I was in the bathroom, door locked, and I got my mum's mascara. Oh my God, I can't even believe that I've just put that out there. But yeah, I did that. I sort of darkened my moustache up with this mascara. And I came out of the door thinking nobody's going to notice. And my dad went across the landing. And my dad said, what on earth have you done, boy? Because he's your man's man and I've got like mascara stuck to my top lip. Yeah, big chunks of it. I didn't even think to pull the big slabs of it off.
I can't breathe.
It could have been him that said, go and take your running jump. That could have been the one. That could have been the day. Oh, it could have been my mother saying, you know, go and take a running jump. How dare you steal my mascara and plaster it all over your top lip?
And I bet you don't have any pictures.
Oh, of course not. Of course. I mean, this is going back to when God was still a boy. I mean, this is years ago, Mary. The advent of modern technology wasn't there then.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness we didn't have iPhones back when we were kids. Forget it. Never live it down.
They call it progress, but it's not always a progress. I'm not going to get into a serious note too much on this, but I mean, you know, the youth of today, all you have to do is walk down the street and it's very rare you will see anybody without their eyes clamped firmly on an iPhone or whatever the latest technology is. Do you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. There are some positives there. You know, the children have got the ability to be able to go out on their own and they've got some way of communicating with the parents if anything goes wrong. That is the positive. And I said, there's a positive in everything. There's a positive in everything. All right, let's have another look then. Let's have a look at this post on here. We're talking about crazy suggestions. We've got Marion Stenseth Evans. She put that her crazy suggestion back in the 1970s when there was just topless bars. I was told I was a fool for not working at one, I'd make a ton of money. She says, excuse me, I was a mother and a wife. Someone gave me a card that said, if it wasn't for my brains and my pride, I would be rich. Lol, she says. I just threw that away, that card away, but it always makes me laugh. What else have we got? We've got Tom Laddergard here saying, my wife, the crazy suggestion is my wife telling me not to fidget or move during interviews. He says, I mean, come on. Hey, maybe the guy fidgets. There's nothing wrong with a bit of fidgeting. Keep at it, Tom. Keep at it.
Oh, but speaking of, like, don't fidget, it's a memory that I have of my parents. Because my father... Now, you know, when you think of people talking with their hands and they're really loud, you know, speaking out loud and just really a lot of movement. And I don't know, my mother, she just had this goofy moment. She said, watch this, watch this. So my father's talking, and he wasn't even talking to us. He was talking to somebody else. She goes behind him and gives him a big bear hug and holds his arms down. And he stopped talking. He could not talk.
Oh.
Without moving his hands. Is that the strangest thing?
Crikey.
So funny.
It's a new meaning to tongue-tied, isn't it? New meaning to tongue-tied.
That was a little bit off topic. So who else responded?
Our friend, our mutual friend, Chris Ripka. He said one of his crazy suggestions was, maybe you should just quit. There's so many people out there. That has to be a popular one.
That's kind of like what you went through when somebody told you to take a flying leap, I suppose. Why don't you just quit? That's the worst thing. But you know, it might be the springboard that gets you pissed off just enough to prove them wrong. Maybe that's the best advice. Maybe you should quit. Well, screw you.
A lot of people, I mean myself included, I use that as some serious motivation, you know, to prove. Because as long as you know inside that you've got the ability to do what it is that you're trying to do, there's always going to be the naysayers out there saying, oh, you can't do this, this can't be done, blah, 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 blah. The trouble is, I feel sorry for the people that take on board too much what these other negative people are saying to them. You know, you see it so often. Somebody has a great idea. Somebody else will come along and they'll say, can't be done, you're wasting your time. And they'll put that dream to bed. And that is such a shame, Mayor, such a crying shame.
Yeah, so let's talk about the mindset of that for a second.
You have to be told, yes, you can do it so many times just to counteract somebody telling you once that you can't do it. It was a study from Harvard or somewhere like that. I do feel it's so true. We're so willing to take on board the opinions of others. We're losing the audio, are you?
Okay, we had a little bit of technical difficulty with our audio, but it looks like we're back.
We're back. Where were we? What were we saying? I lost my train.
The negativity where people tell us to quit and how we have to listen to positive reinforcement so many times more than that one time that somebody says you should quit.
We have to be told so many times to counteract the negative suggestion, which ties nicely in with the whole thing about the suggestions. One of the points about putting the craziest suggestion post up there on Facebook was, I like to look at, as we're traveling down this path through life, people will offer this information to us and they say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. But rather than looking at it like this is a suggestion from this person, this is their opinion, and knowing intrinsically that we can just say, okay, that's their suggestion, I reject that. Somehow we miss that point, and that idea, we allow it to go straight in. You know, we take it as this person's opinion is valuable, but when it's negative, you know, if we can only look at that or recognize the fact that it's a suggestion, it's only their perspective, I think that's half the battle.
Definitely. And on that note, we're going to put episode 1 to bed. And we'll use that topic for our next podcast. What do you think, Colin?
I think that sounds like a great plan. Thank you for listening to Divergence,
the Negative Separation. And if you like this and want to hear more, please like us and subscribe to our podcast.
We're also posting this on our Patreon page at patreon.com/divergencepodcast. So if you like what you hear, consider supporting our podcast